There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be joined by the Betty Martini, Dr. Betty Martini, in just a little while. Next break on aspartame. Are there alternatives to aspartame? What are the problems, the real problems associated with it? And how far down the road do we have to go before everyone stops using aspartame and understands that it is a neurotoxin? We'll find out from her the latest research on aspartame, if there is any, what it shows. And then in the third hour, Dr. Edward Group will join us, and we're going to be talking about a liver cleanse. Why do a liver cleanse in the first place? And then how to do a liver cleanse. And we're going to talk about it together here at the Power Hour in a very easy-to-do way that's very inexpensive. Dr. McCullough says that were it not for added flavors, be they synthetic or derived from natural substances, there would be no processed food industry, as most foods would quite just be totally unpalatable. As it stands, flavor companies develop additives that not only taste good, but that are craveable, if not outright addictive. And I absolutely agree with that. Now, that's the classic case of the fox guarding the hen house. There is a video there you can watch on a legal loophole that may have introduced a huge number of flavors and other additives of questionable safety to the American food supply. Do you wonder why you know, how many times have you said, I just crave fill in the blank. I crave, what is it that you crave? Is it macaroni and cheese? I crave scalloped potatoes. I crave whatever it is. And I bet 9 times out of 10, it's not, I crave some broccoli right now. Or cauliflower. Unless it's got cheese on it and all that kind of stuff. Because we don't crave that food. Because God made the food for us to work in our body. And we don't crave it. We just eat it and it's done. We don't keep eating and keep eating as you do. I mean, how many of you have ever bought 1, 2, or 3 boxes of macaroni and cheese and been able to eat them all? You keep craving it. You know, I tell the story of one time when I went to Arby's. It wasn't only one time, but I went to Arby's roast beef place. And we don't have one in Versailles. There's one in Jefferson City, which is about an hour away. And I had one, and I wanted to see. Well, that was my excuse anyway. I wanted to see if it would cause me to crave it again. Because I'd found myself thinking about, oh my gosh, if I could just have that roast beef with that horsey sauce on it. So I got one on a Friday. Came back to Versailles. And on Saturday, man, if I had to walk to Jeff City, I was ready to do it. Isn't that weird? I was craving that same sandwich again. So, what is it? It's called additives, and it's called the flavor additives. Remember Sonomyx? S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. Sonomyx, company that uses fetal tissue cells as a flavor tester. Not in the foods as an enhancer, but as a tester. Now, how they use those cells from an aborted baby, I have no idea. It grosses me out to even think about it. Anyway, enough for that. Asparagus can help fight high blood pressure. Asparagus is a feel-good veggie that may support your mood. It is high in glutathione, anti-carcinogen, and contains rutin, which protects small blood vessels from rupturing and may protect against damaging effects of radiation. Eat your asparagus. And it's good raw also. I like to go by and just pick a piece of it and eat it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Dr. Betty Martini. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit ThePowerMall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to be talking this hour about aspartame. You would think that after all the time that Dr. Betty Martini has been spending on this, that it would have been off the market by now. But people hang on to what they want. And people hang on to what they make a lot of money off. So we're going to talk to her today on the latest advances, the latest information on aspartame, what has happened since we've talked to her last. Dr. Betty Martini, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour.
I'm delighted, Joyce. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It sure has. It sure has, girl. And you have been just staying true to your message for so incredibly long. I just respect you so very much for that. You know, when was it that you began talking about aspartame? What year was it? Do you remember?
Yes, in the early 1990s. Actually, it's been almost a quarter of a century. I never would have believed that I would still be here at this time. And then in 2002, I asked the FDA to ban it. This was to answer in 180 days, and they recently did after 14 years. And that was after they had somebody from the FDA called me and tell me Obama wanted things answered and petitions in 2007. I said, let me tell you guys something. You know, I lecture all over the world, and people are sick and dying everywhere. And he said to me, so what? We need to depopulate.
So, oh, wait, whoa. Who said that to you?
Michael Delaney from the FDA. And I just put that in a book.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And then they said, you have not shown the mechanism by which it causes diseases, the seizures, the cancer. And I've written back, including the medical text, the 1,000-page aspartame disease and ignored epidemic. I said, here's 1,000 pages that show the mechanism by which aspartame causes all these diseases. In 1986, they took it to the Supreme Court about the seizures. Their studies, industry's own studies, showed the seizures. At your own meeting in 1986, you admitted it caused seizures. Dr. Waltman said his 200 cases was enough to take it off the market. And as far as cancer is concerned, it was the FDA themselves that told Congress, Dr. Adrian Gross, that aspartame violated the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain tumors and brain cancer. And if the FDA violates its own laws, who's left to protect the public? So, in other words, they just think of something to say and just disregard everything. And in this new letter I'm writing, I said, of which 900 studies that show it's deadly do you not accept?
Mm-hmm.
So they look at the facts and just disregard them.
Okay, let me go back to Michael Delaney. Is that the guy's name?
That's what he said his name was, yes.
Okay, Michael Delaney of the FDA.
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services, told you that we need to depopulate anyway, so it's basically okay to let these people have seizures and die horrible deaths or whatever, because we need to depopulate. I mean, that was his cavalier
that
attitude
was,
then.
Yes, yes.
Is he
That's
still
exactly
with the FDA?
What he said.
Do you know if he's...
Late at night, my husband says, the FDA wants to talk to you. I said, really? And then I asked him why he was calling so late, and then he told me that Obama had wanted these petitions answered. Otherwise, I don't think they'd answered them at all. In fact, in 2007, I found an imminent health hazard, and they haven't answered that yet. And that's supposed to be
2007.
In 10 days.
And they're supposed to answer within a week or 10 days. Imminent health hazard, and it's been since 2007. Okay, now for the people who don't know, give a little bit of the history of the dynamics of the development of aspartame, if you would, please. Going back to where, how did it get approved in the first place? Who were the culpable parties?
Well, the thing about it is that when they first provided studies to the FDA, it was obvious that it was fraudulent. In other words, they caught them excising brain tumors. It breaks down to dicetotyperazine, the brain tumor agent, from the rats, putting the rats back in the study. When they died, they resurrected them on paper. So they asked for the indictment of the company, and both U.S. prosecutors, Sam Skinner and William Conlon, hired on with a defense team, and the statute of limitations expired. So next, the Board of Inquiry met and agreed to revoke the petition for approval. And when they did this, Judy Searle had hired Don Rumsfeld, and they fired Sue. Now, actually, this is in the congressional record, too. Rumsfeld said that he would call in his markers and get it approved regardless. And he was on Reagan's transition team. And the day after Reagan took office, the transition team, someone called FDA Commissioner Jerry Goyen and fired him at 3 a.m. in the morning. And the reason that I know that is I talked to his wife who was there. And then Reagan knew it would take 30 days to get a new commissioner there to overrule the Board of Inquiry. So what he did was he wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to revoke the petition, and then got Arthur Hull Hayes there, who was a friend of Rumsfeld, who did overrule the Board of Inquiry and put it on the market. But one of the most heinous crimes committed by the FDA was their teratology study. When Jerome Bressler retired from the FDA, I called and thanked him for writing the Bressler Report and exposing all the shenanigans and the fraud. And so at the time, he did not know me, but he said, Betty, you've got to find these studies that were sealed from my report. Didn't you notice something was missing? I said, yes, we did. And he says, the public doesn't know the horrors it will cause. You've got to find it. Well, I didn't want to be the only one that knew that, so I called Dr. Roberts and I called Dr. Russell Blaylock, and both of them called Jerome Bressler. And Dr. Roberts asked his congressman to get these studies, and they got a letter back from the FDA, and they said they were sorry. They could not release them. They were confidential. And finally, 8 years later, Dr. Madeline Price, who was Dr. Oney's biochemist, found those studies, and they were teratology studies that showed neurotube defects, autism, spina bifida, cleft palate. And we added them back to the Bressler Report, and I flew to Chicago, and we took them to Jerome Bressler before he died. And the poor man who was dying, he would go to the cafeteria, and he would see people drinking Diet Coke, and he would say, it's poison. He didn't say who he was. He said, please don't drink it. This is the poison. And so now Dr. Walton has done a little study titled Dietary Methanol and Autism, and it suggests that women who have given birth to an autistic child are likely to have had higher intake of dietary sources of methanol than women who have not. And actually, I've been taking the cases for years. One woman drank Diet Coke through three pregnancies and has three autistic children.
Ooh. So, you know, well, let me just add, Betty, that you mentioned teratology, and I think it's important for people to understand that you said the teratology studies. That's a study of malformations or serious deviations in developing organisms. And it's basically, you know, congenital defects, et cetera.
Yes, birth defect studies, yeah.
Right. And I think that's important to understand, birth defects, because that's something that's not often talked about, are the teratology studies or the birth defect studies, because they kind of focus on the Parkinson's disease or MS or whatever, the neurological issues.
I'll tell you something that a lot of people don't realize. Aspartame is an endocrine-disrupting agent. So, first of all, if they're using it, they can't get pregnant. And if they get off of it and get pregnant, and get back on it, it stimulates prolactin, it changes the menses and causes infertility. And I want you to know that every single person who's told me they couldn't get pregnant, that I have told that to, got off of it, and 100% of them got pregnant. And you,
really?
Yes.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
In fact, one of the cases is in Dr. Roberts' medical text, because one day I was in the grocery store, and this woman, she had an entire cart full of Diet Coke, and she was there with a friend, and she says, my doctor says that since it's been 10 years, I might as well adopt. And I walked over to her, and I always carry my papers with me. I said, honey, you cannot get pregnant as long as you're using Diet Coke. It's an endocrine-disrupting agent, and I gave her some paperwork, and I put it back on the put the Diet Coke back on the shelf. She started putting it back in. She said that couldn't be, and I gave her more paperwork.
All right, we got to go to this break. People don't want to know. They don't want you to take away their diet, whatever. We're going to be gone for 4 minutes. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Dr. Betty Martini and the website mpwhi.com. We'll give you more information after this break. Stay tuned.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting, we're talking to Dr. Betty Martini. She has been for 25 years, the person most responsible for educating the people in this world, along with, of course, Dr. Roberts and, you mentioned the other doctor,
Blaylock.
Blaylock, yeah. and Dr. Blaylock, who have been so supportive, and thank goodness. Anyway, she has an honorary Doctor of Humanities degree for what she has done. She has 22 years experience in the medical field, and the website, mpwhi.com. You can go to the guest section and see that, mpwhi.com, or you can go on and look at YouTube's. But it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. Mission Possible World Health International. Lots of excellent information, along with Doorway, DORWAY.com. DORWAY.com. You know, I was saying to her during the break that between she and I, or me, that for the past 50 years, I mean, we've got 50 years of trying to expose the truth between the two of us. And it's almost as if, you know, we've made a lot of headway. In fact, you know, I was going to buy a car. This is back in 2012. And I went into the dealership, and the guy was drinking diet soda. And I really liked the guy. I bought a lot of cars from him, and I really liked him. And I said to him, you know, I'm not going to buy a car from you if you drink diet soda. He said, what? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I choose to do my business with people that I think are, you know, are smart and understand what's going on. And I said, I'm going to give you some information. I gave him your website, and I said, if you still want to drink diet soda, I'll just buy from the other guy. So he quit. Literally has not had a diet soda since that day. And I, you know, so there's one person. But, you know, it takes all of these one persons out there to really make a difference. And I know you have probably, to your credit, thousands, if not millions of people have quit drinking diet sodas.
Yes, and let me finish telling you about this woman in the grocery store. She ended up going back to her physician, and it turned out to be a fertility clinic. And she said, the nerve of this woman actually telling me that this was why I couldn't have children. And so the doctor said, well, she didn't write this. There's some Dr. Roberts wrote this. And so she got off of it, and I saw her about a year and a half later. She was running down the street with this little blonde baby girl, and she said, you're the one who took away my diet coke. And I said, yes, I am. And she said, well, I couldn't think of your name, but we named the baby Roberta for Dr. Roberts. And the doctor said that if I ever saw you again, to tell you there's now a run on the name Roberta, because she sold the whole fertility clinic and everybody got pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. That is an amazing story. I'm so glad you shared that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's worth this whole hour. Take that information and send it on to other people. When you get the email blast, click on the program today and send it to people. There are so many obese women who cannot get pregnant, and they're told, well, it's because you're obese or whatever, but it may be the endocrine disruptor, aspartame. And think about this. Most obese women drink diet sodas, right? And I would encourage you to share this information as much as you can. That makes me want to cry. That story is so beautiful about naming the babies Roberta, the female, hopefully the female.
Yeah.
But that is just so special that the fertility clinic learned about aspartame, and they didn't even know.
None of them knew. And there have been, I know when I was on WLW, I went into this, and about a year later or more, a man called in. He said, I thought I would never, ever have grandchildren, but now I have a son because I got my granddaughter, or daughter, I guess it was, off of aspartame. So I have seen it happen time and time and time again. So it is something, and I have a paper that I send out with the new birth defect study on birth defects that goes into it. So all they have to do is email me for it, and they can send it to anyone, and it has all the information, so they don't even have to remember all the different terms, but it's completely listed everything about birth defects and
really okay
infertility.
The websites are at the guest section of thepowerhour.com. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Dr. Betty Martini. What an amazing mission possible she has. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Joyce Riley here.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Just to let you know real quickly, the Dow is down, if you're listening to this program live on the 21st, 117 points. Of course, gold is like all-time low almost, 1103, something like that. And I would encourage you to think about getting carrot bars. If you never have, you're probably going to be hearing more about it now, but carrot bars is the way to go if you want to get gold in small incremental pieces of gold, a gram at a time, carat bars. You just go to powerhourgold.com, powerhourgold.com, and check it out. Now's the time to buy gold, those of you who are interested in it, or silver. My gosh, $14 and what? My gosh, silver is an all-time low also. Go to powerhourgold.com. And also, we have a number of specials at the Power Mall. Rosie has put on sale for you Just Like Sugar. Now, the reason Just Like Sugar is recommended today is because Dr. Betty Martini is our guest. And talking about Just Like Sugar, which is an alternate, a very safe, a very healthy alternate to sugar, you can get it for baking, the tabletop, shaker bottle, or we now have just like brown sugar. Just like brown sugar. Also, we have a guilt-free hot cocoa mix. Going to be needing that before long. It's on special. The guilt-free strawberry milk mix, which I really like. It's excellent. And then the chef's baked right, which is for baking fruit and pies with sugar. It's a seasoning product. And all of those are available at the Power Mall. They're all on special right now. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Dr. Betty Martini today. She has a number of websites. Doorway.com is the most famous probably from the past, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com. And then, of course, MPWHI.com, which is for Mission Possible World. Let's see. What is that, Betty? Help me out. Mission Possible World.
World Health International.
World Health International. Got it.
Right.
And those two websites have such good information on it. Such good information. Betty, other than the congenital defects, what are the biggest issues that come from the use of aspartame that might be seen in latent in people, older people? You know, I mean, people that have drunk the aspartame drinks for a long time. What is the most often seen symptom or side effect of aspartame?
Well, they get brain fog, for one thing, and then they lose their memory. And it really, one of the biggest things is the Alzheimer's issue. And it's interesting that an informant told me that there was a 10-year study by the National Soft Drink Association and that it caused birth defects, blindness, and Alzheimer's. And one day I was giving out some flyers, and this woman says, I work for the National Soft Drink Association, because now it's American Beverage, and aspartame is safe. And I said, well, you are the very ones that did this study. And she looked at me, and she was almost trembling, and she said, there's no way that you could have those studies. She didn't say, she didn't deny them. She just said there was no way.
Oh, wow.
We could have them. They had to give her a glass of water before she went to her car. She got so upset at people knowing about that. And, of course, the FDA lists 92 symptoms. And I want to tell you, it's so hard to avoid. I was in the hospital, and that may have been why I was in the hospital, after spending 3 years educating the doctors over there, and they all agreed with me, they bring in more doctors for me to talk to. They didn't look at the ingredients in the drug. You may have seen the one on Zofran, that there's class action, that it causes birth defects, cleft palate, the things that were in studies. And the reason is there's aspartame in it and Reglan, and they had given that to me. I wouldn't have thought that these doctors would do that, and then that's what happened to me. I got the brain fog, the nausea, the vomiting, and when I got there, they gave me something for the pain, and I stopped breathing.
And oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. So Zofran,
right,
which is an anti...
have aspartame in them.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world for? Zofran, by the way, is an anti-nausea drug for people with cancer, or primarily...
But what they were doing, they were giving them to, you know, how you get morning sickness. So pregnant women were being given Zofran for nausea and, of course, gave birth to babies with birth defects. In fact, I've called many of them to give them the information. They haven't called back. I don't know what their deal is with the companies in order to get people some compensation, but... the thing of it is so hard to avoid it. And even in the hospital, I was talking to a woman. She was arguing with a doctor about her diabetic husband wasn't getting better. And I said, he's probably using aspartame. I gave her this printout that I give everybody. And she went in there, and he was drinking a Diet Coke. She said, don't drink that. Don't drink that. And before he left, she came up to me and she said, all his symptoms are disappearing. And so it's caused, you know, this huge diabetic epidemic, and it's caused obesity epidemic. It hardens the synovial fluid, and so people get what they call fibromyalgia. And the mood alteration, it's a psychodrug and causes psychiatric behavioral problems and interacts with all antidepressants. If you remember Andrea Yates, the lady that drowned her five kids,
right.
She was taking Haldol and Diet Coke. And I asked Dr. Walter, who's a psychiatrist, and I said, what would that have done to her? He said, it was a double whammy. So she didn't know what she was doing. And now we have all these things happening. Like Dr. Roberts told me so many times, when you see children killing children, you have to consider aspartame. So I guess it was in Wisconsin. They had that miracle in Wisconsin of the school. They went in there, the ADD people, and took the worst school there was with dropouts, learning problems, behavioral problems, and they took out the vending machines and put in natural food, and it became known as the miracle in Wisconsin because at the end of the program, there were no learning problems, no behavioral problems, no dropouts, and it was all in, you know, you are what you eat. That's just what it is. So, I think the other two things that it causes the most is the MS and lupus issue, and you may remember that it was Corey Brackett who did the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World.
Right.
She was in a wheelchair for years. She gained a tremendous amount of weight. She couldn't walk or talk hardly. And she read one of my articles and got off of it. And she called me and she said, you know, a movie needs to be made of this. I said, tell me about it. She said, honey, I own the film company. I'm on my way to your house.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and then we set her up with appointments, you know, with the doctors. And she did this wonderful movie, Sweet Misery of Poison World.
It is wonderful.
And incidentally, the way that Just Like Sugar got started is I knew Mike Silver. And I told him one day, I said, you know, Mike, we really have a serious problem. Because when people get off of aspartame, they say, well, what am I going to use? And if they go to Splenda, that's chlorine or sulfine potassium caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And I said, this, you know, there's nothing for them to use. And so he says, I'll make something. And I don't have any financial association with them, but that's how Just Like Sugar came to be. And if you get on their website, you'll see a little movie where Mike got an award from William Shatner for making the first safe sweetener, and he tells this story.
Interesting. And Just Like Sugar is available at the Power Mall and the videos. If you want to get more information on aspartame as a neurotoxin, it's available at the Power Mall. And I would encourage you, if you are a serious, or if you drink any of the diet sodas, please get the information and check it out, because I think you're going to be convinced. Now, let's bring us up to date with respect to, now, Donald Rumsfeld was responsible for helping to grease the chute, essentially, to get the aspartame through, because there really were no safety studies. Is that correct on aspartame?
Well, if they said that they showed safety, it was because, you know, they were using fraud, because what happened was, Dr. Olney said, okay, I've had enough of this. He said, I want these studies done in my lab where I can oversee them. And sure enough, aspartame destroyed the brain. So he thought that aspartame would never get on the market and had no idea that G.D. Searle never gave the results to the FDA. But, you know, it was him and James Turner that tried their best to prevent the approval, and it was immediate. It was absolutely immediate once it got on the market, you know, that people started complaining, and there were congressional hearings, and Senator Metzenbaum wrote a bill, asking for a moratorium on aspartame and that NIH do independent studies on the problems that were they were seeing in the population, and they mentioned them as seizures, behavioral problems in children, drug interaction, what it does to the fetus, etc. And this never got out of committee. You know, by this time Monsanto had bought them, and they gave money to Senator Orrin Hatch, and I was looking at one of the expos and debates on TV, and Orrin Hatch was talking about the congressional hearings. He kept them at bay for so long, and Senator Metzenbaum said, but Orrin, it's going to be too late. And, of course, it was. And the interesting thing is that senators got paid off. And who would not want independent studies on something that was causing all these problems in the population? And the FDA was so flooded with them that in congressional hearings, it was stated that they just couldn't take all these complaints, and they were forwarding them to the AIDS hotline. So, you know, right from the beginning, and Congress let us down as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to open up the phone lines because I know there are some people out there that may have some questions on some specific symptoms that they may have experienced or whatever. If you would like to ask Dr. Betty Martini, the expert on aspartame, some questions, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment regarding aspartame, diet sodas, whatever. I'm still just astounded that Zofran has aspartame in it. I mean, what in the world for? It's a pill that you swallow. It's not something that you let dissolve under your tongue. What is the reason, Betty, while we're waiting for people to call in, 855-995-6923, why would they put aspartame in Zofran?
Why would they put it? As absolutely don't use. Zofran itself was for nausea, and aspartame on the FDA list, nausea is number four. And when they gave this to me in the hospital, I said, hey, this doesn't stop nausea. It makes nausea more. And that was when I didn't know that it was in it.
Uh-huh.
And so it is, somebody had seen a report the other day and told me that there was the admission that it was in 2,000 drugs. And so many
Whoa.
Of them.
Whoa! 2,000 drugs?
Children. Yeah, pediatric, augmentin. And there is an article by a woman who lost her baby. People should read, called The Artificially Sweetened Horror Story. And you can just Google it, or it's on my website. What happens is, you know, the babies get sick, they go to the doctor, they put them on something like pediatric augmentin, and then they go to the store and they get some kind of cough syrup with aspartame in it, and next thing you know, like this little baby, it didn't wake up the next morning.
Oh my
goodness.
Of course,
aspartame causes sudden cardiac death.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, let's go to George in PA. This 2,000 drugs, ladies and gentlemen, we're being fed. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. Let's go to George in PA. George, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Martini.
Hello. When I see people with headaches, my typical thing is talking to them about aspartame, telling them where to find it. And one person that I had seen, I started talking to her about aspartame. She just held her hand up and started shaking her head no. And I said, what? She said, I worked for the National Institutes of Health. I did the mouse studies. I documented the fetal loss. I documented the fetal malformations. I documented the tumors. And I said, are you still working there? She said, no. I said, why not? And she said, they're going to falsify the documents and publish it and say it's safe.
Wow.
Found it. And I was trying to find that article to send you, but I can't find it now. So I don't know if they had second thoughts on their falsified data or not. But
interesting.
They've taken out some of the records, you know, that we've tried to find, too.
Interesting.
Anyway, they can. They do. But Dr. Roberts died, and he left me his 30 years of research, and I haven't gotten through all of them, but there's a lot of material that exposes aspartate.
Wonderful. Dr. Roberts did such a phenomenal job. He was such an incredible human being. To keep doing this over and over again as an MD, I just have so much respect for him, for sure. Thank you very much, George, for the phone call. Interesting information there. You know, 2,000 drugs. Now, how many food items? Do we have any idea how many food items it is in, aspartame is in?
Well, you know, there was an advertisement on TV, and they said which products have aspartame in it, and they said on every row. And the last report I think I saw was 14,000, that it was in 14,000 products. But so often it's in things that you don't know. It's hid under artificial and natural flavors, and I think it...
Oh, so they can still do that. They can still put it under natural and artificial flavors.
Right, and it's not there. So when Pepsi took aspartame out, you know, they were, like Hershey says, we're going to become transparent, and we're going to list on our website everything and what's in the ingredients. And so you went to their website, you looked at Hershey Mint, and there was aspartame, and people were very upset.
Okay, we've got to go to this break. We've got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Dr. Betty Martini. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley here. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. Aren't you glad you tuned in? You may save someone's life or health if you tell them the information that we've shared with you today. Aspartame is a neurotoxin. Now, It's still being used in thousands of products. It's still, as we just learned, in 2,000 medications. What is the latest, Betty Martini, what is the latest information on the attempt to withdraw? You were talking about Pepsi before the break, and when Pepsi removed it, what happened as a result of that? And do people now understand across the board that aspartame is not a good thing?
I think so. I didn't know. You know, it's been done by exponentiation, getting it around the world. And I went to a country, Albania, and there was another small country near it. And it was really interesting that even in countries, a lot of them don't speak English. And but I asked, and most people, the first thing they will say, that's bad. I found somebody, one of these countries, that spoke English, and I said, do you know about aspartame? He says, oh, that's bad. He said, I read an article by this woman. I said, what woman? He said, well, all I remember is she's a mixed drink. So
she is a what? She's a what?
She's a mixed drink, because my name's Martini.
Oh.
So it was interesting that even in countries around the world that I've traveled to, they all know that it's bad. And really, mm-hmm. the ones using it are so very, you know, highly addicted. The methanol is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning, and this affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. So this is where we have the problem, but when the companies themselves start taking it out because they know people won't buy it, and I said from the very beginning that if you don't buy it, they can't sell it, and that's what's happening, is that they're losing profits, and so they're trying to figure out, you know, what to do about it. And of course, when Michael Fox got Parkinson's, I wrote a paper called Save the Fox. And Dr. James Bowen wrote about, you know, what happens with aspartame in the case of Parkinson's, and that got, you know, around the world. And so many people got off of it. And I think what really helped was when I lectured for the World Environmental Conference, and this email, went viral, and people called every 2 minutes for about 2 years. I've never seen anything like it. And so that's how we set up operations in 43 countries.
And wow.
So because you can't speak all these languages, and so it really got around the world. It took a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But today, most people know aspartame. Actually, here's what it is. It's an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic, genetically engineered drug, teratogen, and adjuvant that damages the mitochondria and interacts with your drugs and vaccines.
Wow, that is a lot. I mean, it's bad on all fronts. Oh, my goodness, that is an interesting definition. Let's go to Harry in Virginia. Harry, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind today, sir? You're on with Dr. Martini.
Okay, I've got a question about aspartame as far as arthritis symptoms. Does it actually cause joint damage?
It hardens the synovial fluid. You know, that so that when it does that, it causes excruciating pain. And so Dr. Roberts wrote a paper about joint pain and rheumatoid arthritis. And it is, I think it's on Doorway, D-O-R-W-A-Y.
Okay, we got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back with our final segment with Dr. Betty Martini. Wow. What an hour, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Go save someone's life. And